is Nicole Callender, and you're listening to English Waves. Living in Paris, my two forms of transportation have been either the metro or my bike. Back when I lived in Toronto, Canada, I would do pretty much the same thing, cycle or take public transportation. And so yesterday, while I was cycling to work, my mind began to wander, and I started thinking about riding my bike in these two very different cities. And that brings us to today's broadcast, which will compare cycling in Paris to cycling in Toronto. The first area of comparison between these two cities is weather. Realistically, the worst case scenario you'll have in Paris is heavy rain. And don't get me wrong, that is a major inconvenience. It's incredibly uncomfortable cycling around, soaking wet, feeling like a dog that just jumped in the Seine for a swim. And I can't tell you how many baguettes have turned into sponges in my backpack during a cycle home through a storm. So much lost bread. But Paris's worst weather is nothing compared to Toronto's 20 centimeters of snow and minus 25 degree weather. Pretty much from December to March, the only way you could possibly cycle is if your tires were as thick as a truck's or if you strapped a dog sled team to the front of your bike. Mush! Our second comparison between cycling in Paris and Toronto is safety. Now for this category, it's been my personal experience that both cities have their problems when it comes to being safe when cycling. For example, in Paris, one way they keep riders safe is by having bike lanes on almost every road, which is amazing. But then this gets canceled out when motorcyclists use the bike lanes as their own personal VIP road and drive with a cell phone wedged between their helmet and their ear. I know it's hard to hear the little ding of a bike bell, but maybe you'd hear it a little better if you weren't explaining to your Uncle Julien how to create a Facebook event page while driving. And in Toronto, while we don't have people on Vespas, we do have drivers who are just not used to cyclists. You'll get cut off, honked at, and even potentially have a car door opened on you. Basically, when you cycle in Toronto, treat it as though you're meeting your partner's parents for the first time. Hope for the best, but prepare for everything to go horribly wrong. And our third and final comparison between cycling in Paris compared to cycling in Toronto is bike rental systems. In Paris, there's the very popular Vélib system, which has many positives, such as availability, bike models, and price. In Toronto, our bike rental system is called BikeShare, and it has a long way to go. For example, the one-year membership is literally double that of a Vélib annual pass, and the BikeShare bikes are nowhere near as available as Vélib's. And the third issue with BikeShare bikes is their design. These bikes are very similar to the ones in London in that they don't have a completely closed-off basket at the front of the bike. It's basically this big U-shaped basket that is open on both sides, and I've never understood why anyone would prefer this design, because it's so easy for your belongings to fall out the side. Aw, thanks for cutting me off, jerk. Now my purse just fell in the snow, and I think there's a little bit of yellow in the snow. Get off the phone with your uncle, okay? He can figure out how to create an event page for the new season of Game of Thrones on his own! All right, well, that's it for today. This is Nicole Callender saying thanks for listening and keep tuning in to English Waves.